Page 105. Listening. Listen to the first chapter of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, the book that the film is based on. Then match A to B.
Dorothy lived on a farm in the middle of the Great Kansas Prairies with her Uncle Henry and Aunt Em. When she stood in the doorway and looked around, she could see neither a tree nor a house. Nothing but the flat, boring, gray prairie on every side. Only Toto, her dog, saved her from growing gray as well. He played all day long, and Dorothy played with him. Today, however, they were not playing. Uncle Henry sat upon the doorstep and looked anxiously at the sky. From the far north, they heard a low wail of the wind. Then came a sharp whistling in the air from the south. Suddenly, Uncle Henry stood up. "There's a tornado coming, Em," he called to his wife. He ran toward the sheds where the cows and horses were kept. Aunt Em dropped her work and came to the door. One look told her of the danger close at hand. "Quick, Dorothy," she screamed. "Run for the cellar." Aunt Em threw open the door in the floor and climbed down the ladder into the small, dark hole. Toto jumped out of Dorothy's arms and hid under the bed. She ran to get him and then followed her aunt. When she was halfway across the room, there came a great shriek from the wind, and the house shook so hard that she sat down suddenly upon the floor. Then a strange thing happened. The house turned around two or three times and rose slowly through the air. Dorothy felt as if she were going up in a balloon. The north and south winds met where the house stood and made it the exact center of the tornado. The great pressure of the wind on all sides lifted the house higher and higher until it was at the very top of the tornado. And there it remained and was carried miles and miles away.